On Thursday, the city's transportation department held its final open house before designs are submitted in August. Staffers propped up pictures of the designs on a bench, and passersby stopped to check it out. Local resident Dorothy Fromer looks over the drawings.
It's very exciting. I mean, we've outgrown this.
And so you think it's time for a redesign?
It's time for a facelift, something that's going to bring it more into this century.
The transit center is showing signs of age. It was built in the late 1980s.
And it was just a different time and a different environment and a different transit system then.
John Kruger is director of transportation for the city of Aspen. He says the concrete around the transit center is cracking, the bathrooms badly need an update, and bus parking is cramped.
We looked at the site and wanted to make it as efficient for RAFT and the bus parking as we could, and we need to get some better amenities for everybody that comes through here. We have over 4 million riders a year coming through here, and we need to have a better facility for that. Something that speaks to what Aspen is.
The construction project will add on to the existing building, almost doubling the current square footage. The inside of the main clock tower building will be remodeled, and two additional buildings will be added on each side. One will house offices for Roaring Fork Transportation Authority staff. The other will be public restrooms.
And it'll all be connected with one roof, so it'll look and feel kind of like one building, but it's more or less three buildings here.
Landscaping around the transit center will improve, and the look and feel of the place will change dramatically, says Kruger.
You know, it's not just a transit facility, it's part of town, it's a special place, and we want to enhance that. And I think our design will do that.
One design feature may be hard to miss, green walls and a green roof. Landscape architect Sherry Sanzone says the grass on the roof improves the quality of rainwater and helps insulate the building.
Plus, it's awesome to look at, and especially if you're in some of the buildings that are up higher or you're on the gondola, you'll be able to look down and see a green roof instead of, a membrane roof or a stone ballast roof.
The design comes after lots of public input, including 5 open houses, meetings with stakeholders, and a public survey. Architect Gilbert Sanchez says the result is a reflection of the community's values.
Yeah, there's an identity about Ruby Park that people have in their minds. So we want to build on that. We want to enhance that. And we've tried to retain some of the key elements of the existing building, update it so that it functions well, that it's a safe place to be, and that people like coming in and out.
Not everyone's on board. Concerns were raised in letters to the editor in local newspapers last fall. One reader writes she's concerned a larger bus terminal will diminish the tourist experience and take away from Aspen's small-town character. City Council already approved a conceptual design for the new bus depot, and construction could start next year. The project's costs will likely exceed $5 million. It's being funded by a mix of sources, including tax dollars and grants from the state and federal government. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.